Again, we should remind you. Oh, and you can tell this is a developers conference because the zero has a strike through it. Here comes Mark Zuckerberg, founder, president, Jefe.
Welcome to F8.
He's still a little awkward, isn't
he? We're gathered here at the second biggest event called F8 this week. And, you know, we probably should have seen this one coming after...
What was the other one?
The Fate of the Furious. The new Fast and Furious. Oh. Which I saw and I loved. So I'm glad he acknowledged that.
It's our bad.
Whoops.
Now, while we don't have The Rock here today, we do have the tech equivalent, David The Rock Marcus.
Yeah! He's been lifting.
And yeah, while looks like he's been we may not live out our lives a quarter mile at a time...
We're going to get a lot of Fast and Furious
jokes. Some people here live their lives one quarterly earnings at a time.
Oh, look at that. So, for those listening, he's got the F8 cast on the left and the Facebook team posed similarly on the right.
All right,
Sheryl Sandberg is clearly
Fast and Furious' tagline is never give up on family. Ours is similar. Never give up on the family of apps. All right.
Facebook, Instagram, Messenger. And what was the phone app? WhatsApp.
I wrote like six more of these, but I understand that some of you are here to see a tech keynote. So so let's get to it. So you may have noticed that we rolled out some cameras across our apps recently. That was act one. Photos and videos are becoming more central to how we share than text. So the camera needs to be more central than the text box in all of our apps. So today we're going to talk about act two. Where we go from here. And it's tied to this broader technological trend that we've talked about before, augmented reality. Now, before we get into that, last month I wrote a letter on building community.
This is his manifesto, his humanitarian manifesto.
Yeah. It was long.
And
it's not that long.
It's long. It's like 6,000 words. And, you know, I'm not sure if all you guys got a chance to read every word of it, so I figured maybe we just start by reading it to you.
I love
right
it. He's
now.
Mocking himself. He is. Clearly has received a lot of coaching and training and presentation.
Yeah, he's right. So much more polished than he was back in like 2011 when he first started.
This is an important time to work on building.
If you're going to run for president, you got to really
know. We live in a time when society
you
be able
to stand on stage and talk about your apps.
We all have a lot of work to help bring people closer together. And when we talk about this divide, a lot of us talk about the economic issues. But I think a bigger part of the solution is social as well. We all get a lot of meaning from the communities we're a part of, and whether they're companies or churches, sports teams or volunteer groups, they give us a sense of purpose. Right? This feeling that we're a part of something bigger than ourselves, that we're needed and that we're not alone. So these groups make up our social fabric, and that's why it's so striking
really
that membership in all these groups has declined
thing.
So much over the last few decades.
Highfalutin
since the 70s, membership in all
connection.
Kinds of different local
we're
groups has gone down by as much as a quarter.
It's also
that's
partially marketing, right?
Now
it's positioning Facebook
a
as a humanitarian effort rather than an ad-serving company.
For
so it makes you
decade,
feel better about
bingo.
Using
Facebook
it.
Facebook has focused on connecting friends and family.
And making money.
And now,
and
with that foundation,
we'll just add that.
Our next focus is
focus
building community.
Don't worry about the ads on the right rail. Right.
We've always done a lot of work to help people share and get a diversity of opinions out there. And we're always going to do this. But now, in addition, we're also going to work on building common ground. Not just getting more different opinions
this
out there,
the,
but also
just
helping
to the manifesto
bring people closer
as well,
together.
Really.
Yeah,
there's a lot to do
the
here.
The common ground issue
we have a full
is kind of a bit of a nod to the divisiveness
to
that's,
help
that we've
build
seen
groups
with the election and the fake news controversies.
Help build a more informed society.
He's kind of hitting this head
help
on.
Keep our community
more
safe.
Informed society.
And we have a lot more to do here. And we're reminded of this. This week by the tragedy in Cleveland. And our hearts go out to
as they
the
call
family
the
and
Facebook
friends
killer. This is
Robert Godwin Sr.
As bad as it can get for a brand.
We have a lot of work, and we will keep doing all we can to prevent tragedies like this from happening.